The donation of the Machatzis HaShekel, which is introduced in our parsha, happened only two times in the Midbar. The first time was before the building of the Mishkan, when Hashem said to count the Jews. Moshe Rabbeinu got nervous. How can I possibly count them all in an organized fashion? And Hashem said, do it through the Machatzis HaShekel. After the half a shekel was gathered from everybody, the money was counted, and then the silver was used, it was melted down, and it was used for the adonim, the sockets that the boards of the Mishkan rested in. In other words, the stabilizing foundation of the Mishkan was the Machatzis HaShekel that was donated by all of Klal Yisrael. The second time was after the Mishkan was built, and again there was another counting, and the Machatzis HaShekel was collected from all of Klal Yisrael. That money went for the Karbanos Tzibur, the Karbanos that were paid for by the entire congregation, by the entire community of Klal Yisrael, as opposed to the Karbanos that every single Yochid would bring at different times. There were certain Karbanos that were given, either the Karban Tamid, which was a daily Karban, or the Karbanos of Yomim Tovim. These were Karbanos that had to be paid for by the Tzibur, and the Machatzis HaShekel went to pay for these Karbanos Tzibur. We do have some countings during the Bayis Rishon. We see that Shaul counted them by using stones, and then when there was more wealth in Klal Yisrael, he counted them with sheep. David, HaMelech, made a mistake and counted them directly, and therefore there was a plague. We only see the Machatzis HaShekel becoming a yearly tax during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash. And we see that it was something that was very strictly adhered to, and even the Kohanim, who didn't have to pay any of the other taxes, had to pay this. There was an entire procedure with different halachas that were instituted about how to collect the Machatzis HaShekel and how it was used. Even after the Chorban, Josephus, who is a Jewish historian who moved over to the Roman side, he lived during the time of the Chorban, and a lot of information about the life of the Yidden during this time comes from Josephus, admittedly taken with a large grain of salt, as he was working on the Roman side as well. However, we do have a record from him that there were two chatzis shekels that the Jews paid after the Chorban. One they publicly gave to Rome, and the other they secretly gave to Yavne. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the one who established this, the fact that they have to give the chatzis shekel to Yavne, with the understanding that we shouldn't abolish this tax, as soon the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, and then it will be needed again. So let's keep it in public consciousness that every year we donate a chatzis shekel. What was the idea behind the Machatzis HaShekel? What was it that it was supposed to do for us, for Klal Yisrael? The Sefer HaChinuch said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted all the Yidden to have a chelek in the Karbanos Tzibur, and by making it a set tax, which everyone paid the same, then they all had a piece of the mitzvah. This mitzvah belonged to all of them. Chazal say it's coming to rectify the chet of Mechiras Yosef, the 20 silver coins that the Shvatim got after they sold Yosef, were worth 20 dinarim. 20 dinarim are worth 5 sala'im. 5 sala'im means that each of the brothers got a beka. This is all different currency from that time. And a beka equals half a shekel. That means each one of the 10 shvatim walked away with a half a shekel worth of silver from the sale of Yosef HaTzadik. The sale of Yosef HaTzadik symbolizes the epitome of sinas achim. Whatever it was that they did wrong, and whatever nuance the chait was, certainly we know that this is the chait that we continue to look at as what we need to rectify with Avas Chinah. And the purpose of that chatzis shekel is to create Achdus and Avas Yisrael amongst Klal Yisrael. It's something that we all do together. Something that the Shvatim did together was selling Yosef, and they each came out there with half a shekel. And here it's something that we are all giving that half a shekel to show that this is something that we're all doing together. The Malbim explains that when you take a unified whole, which is Klal Yisrael, and you start to divide them by counting them, and each one is separated, and each one becomes an individual, and then you examine each one as an individual. If he's found faulty, you can bring a nega, you could bring a punishment, you could bring a consequence to him, because now he's no longer part of Klal Yisrael, but he's number 624, he's number 3916, and perhaps 3916 is found wanting in some area. And indeed, this is what happened in the time of David HaMelech. This is why the counting is done with half a shekel. Every person is donating us something. I'm not looking at him as an individual. I'm not pulling anybody out of the crowd. I'm not counting people. I'm counting chatzi shekel. Why dafka chatzi shekel? And a whole? Why not a whole shekel? Because clearly the symbolism between in half a shekel is to say, I am only half without you. There is no person who doesn't need someone else. Everybody, every person, will always find a need for somebody else. If he's poor, he'll need the rich person to support him. Even the rich people need the poor people in order to fulfill the mitzvah of tzedakah. Everybody needs somebody. A half a shekel to show, I am only half without you. Every country has their coin. There's a list in Kiddushim, Daf Mem Tes, which goes through every country, and it says, what is your coin? Meaning, what is your value? Rome, it says, has the coin of wealth. 10 portions of wealth came down to the world, and Romans took 9 of it. Persia has strength, Madai has beauty, the Bavlim have power, Mishrein has Azus. There's an entire list. What's our coin? What does our coin look like? When Moshe Rabbeinu was told, use a chatzi shekel, machatzis shekel, to count Klal Yisrael, he said something that was rather strange. He said, I don't know what you mean when you say machatzis shekel. Now the question is strange, because what do you mean you don't know what it means? It's a machatzis shekel, it's a half a shekel, that's what it is. Kadosh Baruch Hu's response was to say, I see you don't know what I mean, so I'm going to show it to you. And Hashem takes fire, and he turns it into an image of a machatzis shekel, and he shows him the fiery coin, and he says, this is what they should give. What Moshe Rabbeinu was asking was, I don't understand what you mean. How is it possible to use money to count people? How could a coin represent people? A coin is just money, and money is cold, and money could take us down very dangerous paths. Why am I using a coin to count? And the response was, no, our coin is fire. And yes, fire can be dangerous, but fire is enthusiasm, and fire is passion, and fire is ratzon, a desire to give and to contribute. When a person takes his money and he contributes his money, that money turns into fire. Shekel is in gematria nefesh. A chatzi shekel, indeed, can be used to spend on frivolous matters, but the chatzi shekel can be your very neshama. The ta'am, the nigun, the tune that is used to say the word vinasnu and they should give, is kadma va'azla, which is a happy tune. It's a moving tune. It means get up and go. The literal translation of kadma va'azla, get up and go. Money is everything, as everything that you use, is dependent on how you use it. What is your intention? What are your emotions as you're giving this money? And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe Rabbeinu. Yes, dafka, you can use money to count Klal Yisrael, because they're giving this money because they want to contribute, because they want to be part of a whole, because they want to rectify, they want to show that avas chinam, they want to be part of something bigger than themselves. And everybody understands that they have what to contribute to Klal Yisrael, and they also have what to take from Klal Yisrael. Today, we don't have the mitzvah of Machatzis HaShekel. The Beis HaMikdash has not been rebuilt, but we still do read this parsha before Rosh Chodesh Adar every year. We are Machriz al HaShkolim. We make an announcement. Don't forget to bring your Shkolim. Because the reason that it's listed here, that we say it here before Rosh Chodesh Adar, is because part of the tzara of Purim was that we were mefuzaru mefurad ben ha'amim, as Haman described us to Achashverosh. We are divided amongst the nations. We are split up. We are dispersed. And then Haman tried to bribe Achashverosh to get rid of us by giving 10,000 silver coins to Achashverosh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, let Klal Yisrael's coins come before Haman's coins. It's true that there is now division and dissent, but know that in essence, this is a nation that gives machatzis shekel. This is a nation that is one. And indeed, our chatzi shekel, our little half a shekel that each one of us brought, was enough to undo the terrible gzera of Haman. Esther's response to Mordechai when she heard about the gzera was, I know what we have to do to rectify this. Lech kenoises kol ha-yehudim. Go and gather all the Jews together, because as a unified nation, we cannot be eradicated. Haman will not win. We continue with this theme throughout the day of Purim, where all the mitzvahs of Purim are designed for us to work on our achdus, whether by giving money to the poor or shalach manos to our friends. It's a day of connection, of unity, of recognition that without you, I am not complete. Without me, you are not complete. The poor person doesn't give less, and the wealthy person doesn't give more. There are other plenty of opportunities in Klal Yisrael to give as much as you want. But in this situation, where it's a machatzis ha-shekel, where we are building the adonim of the Mishkan, where we are building the foundation of our whole structure, it's a machatzis ha-shekel. Every person is a half. No person is complete without each other. This is the message that is important for us to read right before Purim.